All right. Welcome back to the Cap Room, man. You already know it's your boy, Shakori Young, the funniest podcast on the planet. I'm joined by my favorite funny co-host, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself real quick, fella.
What up? It's Niles Abston. You're going to see me on TV next year. That's all I can say.
Bars. What's up? It's Ben Zapp. I'll be watching Niles on TV next year. That's all.
Word.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we wanted to, I guess this week we wanted to come in with our gimmick off the top. And I was telling you guys, I was biggest surprises of the season. We only got about 10 games left for most teams this season. So we got about 2 weeks left of real regular season basketball. And I just wanted to, we've been doing this all season, fellas. We've been doing this since October.
You've been doing it.
Yeah. And, we had our opening day was yesterday, but we had our opening day pod as well. And I just wanted to check the temperature on you guys of where, what stuck out to you so far this season. And I think it might be some overlap. We haven't discussed this just yet, but it might be some overlap. But it just if so, you know what I mean? I guess we could everybody start shooting them off. I'll start us off. But, we'll just add on to everybody if that's okay with everybody. All right. I want to start out. I hope this isn't corny or cliche, but it did surprise me. When the 65-game rule came into play, fellas, I did not think we'd be sitting here with – all of the old stars playing damn near every game. I did not think. Hey, niggas had to go to work. And, Ben was calling out Kawhi for work abandonment. Kawhi loaded up this year. This is 2017 Kawhi type shit. Kawhi and PG played all season. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis and LeBron played all season.
Yep.
Steph would have been there all season barring that injury that he gets, caught late. But yeah. Kevin Durant has played all year. The old guys played. I mean, we got a lot of guys that played. Fucking Chet Holmgren has not missed a game after missing every game last year. The stars are playing. Shea's fucking up my argument because he just been missing all week. They must be showcasing Giddy for the trade, it looked like. But all of the guys, everybody's playing. The stars playing. I did not expect that. I did not think niggas was going to be out here just committed to the grind again. As Dame Lillard once said, y'all boys running from the grind. And boys is back on the grind. And it's tough because a lot of those guys, your Lakers are rolling now. Your Lakers are rolling now.
Five in a row
for the Lakers.
I did my Lakers joke on Kev on Stage's show the other night. It hit.
Okay, that's fine.
Five in a row, baby. We ain't gonna do shit with it, but five in a row.
No, you saw that. I like that post on House of Highlights. Being a Lakers fan is great delusion because y'all been the 9 seed for like a few months, and y'all boys like, boy, we finna win this chip. All we gotta do is get in. We got to win this chip.
I don't understand this excitement for this ninth seed. Like, I saw Nick Wright had a take where he was just like, if you're the Lakers, you want to play Denver in the first round because, I mean, you can beat everybody else. So you might as well just play them first when you're fresh. Nigga, shut up.
No.
It don't matter who we play, bro. We're not making it out that first round. Mm-mm-mm. Maybe OKC, but that's it.
Try to prey on them young boys. I think they might get y'all out of here too.
It's like that was one of my thoughts was like, wow, like I am surprised Kawhi played more than like 50 games this season. Like I'm genuinely surprised that happened. AD as well. So I guess we can say that it worked for the first season. I just hope to God that people stay healthy in the playoffs because if players start getting hurt in the playoffs, there's going to be a narrative about like, it's because of the 65 game rule. We just went too hard.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah. I have thought about that. Yeah. I mean, but 100 game season, I mean, we just getting back to the nitty gritty. Guys would play 100 game seasons for 50 years. I think the last, 6, 7, 8 years has just been where the, It's gotten a little bit out of control. So I do like that. And we were talking about it a pod or two ago about the rules and how they're gonna affect it. But it did work for the most part. Like cats played, and you know what I mean? Shout out to the people, the season ticket holders that's been going out to the games, and you actually getting to see the stars play.
Yeah, I remember like last year the Cavs didn't get Luka, they didn't get Steph, like they didn't get like all these star players, and this year the Cavs fans got them, so I was happy it worked for them.
All right. That was my first surprise. One of you guys want to go ahead next with the next surprise you guys have for the season?
My
Yeah.
biggest surprise, bro. Adrian Griffin getting fired, dog. Like, what the fuck? I saw a thing today. They started off 30 and 13 with him as the coach, and they're 14 and 13 with Doc. They've already lost just as many games with Doc as they did with Griffin, and they've played a third of the games. Like, that's like, he just got fucked, bro. Like, we literally just saw somebody just get screwed up. I want to know what really was going on. Because who gets fired when they're 30 and 13?
Yeah, it's him and David Blatt. Like that's just like
Right.
the
There's something, it's just like, I don't think people really want to say it. Just, Giannis didn't like that nigga. That's all it was.
Yeah. And I think
There's no other explanation. This dude was 30 and 13. They're literally in a worse position in the East now, and I don't think they're as good as I don't, they're not playing as good as they were at the beginning of the year. They just lost to the Lakers with no LeBron. Like, and this is the dude you want to go into the playoffs? So I think it just was Giannis doesn't like Adrian Griffin. That's what it was.
Yeah,
Maybe
Giannis, Dame.
he said something slick about the Nassus one day, and Giannis was like, "Get this pick sneak out of here." I don't know.
I feel like the difference between Doc and Adrian Griffin is just Doc tries to be friends with them.
Yeah,
Like if you're gonna be an average coach, at least be friendly to the team. And
Doc
I
came
feel
in
like
with a good review of the Disney movie. You know what I mean? He started off great, dog. Yeah.
he
You
was all
know how
right.
Doc came in, shut me up, telling Dame his last album was hard. Like, who you was born of. You was born of. Yo,
That's funny.
that's so crazy about the Adrian Griffin thing now, is because I almost kind of forgot it happened. That's how far
That's what they
removed. Not
want
even
you
how
to think.
far removed, but it just kind of was like a blip. Like, yeah, he was there, and they were playing, I guess, relatively well. 30 and 13 isn't even relatively well. It's well. They were playing well. But I mean, this is NBA politics at its finest, though.
Yo.
Like I said, that story about Giannis just not wanting Nick Nurse, not even with another suggestion. He just didn't want Nick Nurse, got swept under the rug. And I think it definitely should have been explored, because Nick Nurse was exactly the coach they needed to be in there. Because
Literally.
the way he cussed them refs out, him and Kelly, oh, him and Pat Bev could have been doing that easy. What are you
Bro.
talking about?
Sidebar. Shout out Kelly Oubre.
Shout out Kelly
I got a
Oubre.
tweet going viral about that shit right now, because he apologized. He said, "You know, I want to represent the Lord, and that's not what I did." I was like, "Oh, somebody sent that nigga grandma that video."
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
He
grandma
called it.
got
He's
right
like,
on that ass. Yeah.
"Now, we didn't raise you to be
You a
doing no
bitch.
shit like that, bro." That was crazy. He said, "You a bitch. You a bitch. Your mama a bitch. Your grandma a bitch." He said that to the refs, bro.
That is,
Here's the thing,
I mean, he did get bulldozed by
dude.
Paul
And so
George.
the thing, here's my thing. How can you fine a nigga for reacting like that, but then the next day you literally the league office rules like, yeah, it was a foul, y'all missed the call. Like, that's, if y'all would have made the call, he wouldn't have called you a bitch. So how does he get fined when I was right and I reacted to what happened to me? I don't think he should get 50K taken away from him. He was right.
Yeah,
All y'all are some bitches.
just make it 25 if the refs were wrong.
They at least give him a little discount on the fine.
He got fined 10 per bitch. That's crazy.
That's
But yeah,
probably how they tallied it too.
that's why I didn't tell you. That was five bitches, my nigga. That's 50K. It's just like, but with the, yeah, like, I think someone like Nick Nurse would have been great, but Doc Rivers just doesn't make any sense. Like, the Doc Rivers hire is very much like, some old niggas was like, oh yeah, Doc used to let us do whatever we want. And Giannis heard that and was like, that's what I want.
Yeah, it's so safe, so boring.
They're gonna lose because of it. Doc can't scheme to save his life. He's not a good play. He's not a good playoff coach. Like, he's just not. Like, the one championship he won was with a team that was damn near unbeatable that first year. Like, everything clicked. Like, KG wasn't falling off just yet. Ray Allen still had his legs. Paul Pierce was still a 25 a game scorer, and Rondo was becoming a superstar, and it all clicked in that one season. And so they didn't do shit else after that because LeBron was on the Heat, and a good coach could have schemed LeBron against the Heat, but he's not a good coach, bro. And this nigga, I don't know what this nigga has on the league, whatever, to get hired into a front office, come in there and basically dirty Mac on a nigga's job and then take it. So I don't know. I just feel bad for Adrian Griffin. I hope he gets hired somewhere else. I think he's a pretty good coach. But that was my biggest surprise of the season, because like, it just didn't make any sense. I just remember everybody was on Twitter like, wait, what? They're literally the second best team in the East. Like, behind my, and that at that point, they weren't that far behind the Celtics.
True. True. All right.
After what I saw against the Lakers the other day, ain't no damn way they beating the Celtics. You can't, Austin Reeves gets a triple double on you and closes the game.
They've had some weird losses like that period after we gave them that praise a few weeks ago. Like I said, I was watching that Pelicans game last night, and the Pelicans just dominated. They stayed in control the whole time. Every run the Pelicans had an answer for, and they just didn't have an answer for the Pelicans. It was
Without BI too.
without BI, just running point Zion, flying up the floor. And I told you, Herb Jones is a menace. And when we do our award show, Herb Jones is a menace.
He's had a rough
Yeah.
season.
That contract he signed in the offseason is a bargain. Like, it is a
Beautiful. Yeah,
bargain.
it's gonna get CJ McCollum sent away, but
Damn.
Man, Trey Murphy shoot 10 threes at the game, bro. He not coming out the starting lineup. When I was watching their closing lineup with Nance, Zion, Herb, Trey Murphy, and I'm seeing CJ out there, and I'm like, when B.I. come back, somebody coming off. And I don't think it's them other two wings. Because
Right.
you need Larry Nance out there. CJ.
Right.
But yeah, the Bucks, that was unfortunate and weird. Because it's like you gave up so much now for Dame, and it's like, well, what kind of chip is Middleton even to go from here? Because what do you do if
Oh.
this team isn't it? If they don't work, it's like,
Front
what the hell?
office. That front office moving a little weird. Like, even from just like how they traded Jrue Holiday. Y'all let this nigga know right before. Like, y'all a little cutthroat for my taste. But Milwaukee Bucks, man.
Milwaukee. All right, Ben. What's one of your biggest surprises of the season this year?
One of my biggest surprises is that the Charlotte Hornets may have made the right draft pick.
Yo, I got Charlotte on mine.
Okay.
I said
They
Brandon
might have
Miller,
got it
he's the
right.
captain now.
Because everyone was shitting on them, why they didn't take Scoot. They couldn't understand it. And they're like, Charlotte's just gonna bust again. And it seems like they picked Brandon Miller, who
He can play.
is he seems like he's got that in he's got the shit don't stink syndrome. It seems like he's the guy. He's a badass guy. He can score. He's tall, he's long. I understand why they went with him now over a shorter point guard like Scoot. But I
Take
think like
out a
Charlotte,
criminal off that team.
if like LaMelo and if LaMelo can stay healthy, that's a good two to build around.
Yep, if LaMelo can stay healthy, they get rid of them criminals, they might have something.
Get rid of Yo, I got written down LaMelo Ball was the bigger, because I guess my thinking with it being is you're right, they definitely made the right decision. Because my surprise is more so of like, I didn't think Brandon LaMelo was gonna just let a nigga come in his first year and take his team. The best ability is availability. We say that all the time, dog. LaMelo got to be out there, and he definitely just got his chain snatched like Nunu and ATL. This is not he is anymore. This is clearly Brandon Miller's team. I do think now Miles Bridges will be on his team moving forward. And I think you're going to get him at a discount.
Because nobody else want him.
But but LaMelo and Mark Williams have to stay healthy. Mark Williams hasn't been out there for most of the season. It's been too much Nick Richards for my liking. Grant Williams has played well for them. Steph Curry is a nice piece for them. I love what they got going on in Charlotte. I mean, I know they ain't won many games this year, but motherfucking Ben is right. This was the right pick. Scoot ain't been, what the hell? I was going to write Scoot down almost, but I was like, I don't even want to talk about Scoot. I'd much rather praise B. Miller, because B. Miller won me so many bets over these last couple months. I mean, that boy, I mean, a real 20 points a game. I mean, just a real bucket out there. Just shooting the ball well. Shout out. Ben, LaMelo, yeah, this is the perfect pairing, though. LaMelo's 6'7". Like, if LaMelo can figure it out and stay on the floor, it's like, oh, my God, sky's the limit for these two. Yeah. And again, I love me some Mark Williams. So, And Miles Bridges is going to give you some nights where he's popping off a 30 and guarding your best perimeter guy. So,
yeah, if they could get some, like, really solid shooting around LaMelo and Brandon Miller, that could be a little dangerous team. But like you said, LaMelo got to get –
I even like their Gordon Hayward trade. Like, I think that was a good trade they made. They got some solid players back for that.
Me too.
Definitely. Got guys that could actually hoop that wasn't playing in OKC. And Mesic was kind of the talk of the goddamn of the summer for OKC. Niggas, oh, that's their big move with Chet. And so I am excited for that, especially if I don't know. I'm just starting to get a little scared with the LaMelo thing, especially, man, knock on wood with the Lonzo stuff. I just want to see him out there balling. So I'm just like, man, this is a beautiful pairing. You like, man, when you got a, yeah, when you got this type of size of a playmaker and a wing player like that, I mean, that's just where the league is going. Mm-hmm. And again, Mark Williams' versatility as a rim runner and a defender. Oh my goodness, they might be cooking something. Jordan sold the team and now they figuring it out.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, is it a coincidence that like the first summer Michael Jordan steps terrible. Away from the team?
The way Michael Jordan drafts is like he would watch like a couple of North Carolina games and whoever beat the shit out of North Carolina, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to draft them. Remember, Malik Monk dropped 40 on North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then who did they draft? That's literally what he would do. Like, you think Michael Jordan has time to watch college basketball and scout and all that type of shit? No, he just wanted to be a rich guy and sit in the booth and shit. And it's like, well, nigga, how are we going to build a good team with you doing that? So, yeah. As soon as Jordan's out, all of a sudden, they're making some nice little moves.
No coincidence here. Oh, my goodness. Shout out. I mean, damn, that was one of mine. Thank you, man. That was dope. Shout out to the Charlotte Hornets.
Another question. Is it out of the question that I might still draft the Thompson twins over Brandon Miller? Can I say that?
I don't think that's crazy.
Cause I still don't know. Cause Brandon Miller's super good. He's the most like ready.
That OKC game got you going the other
in
night,
the league, but man, that's the fucking Thompson twins. They're just athletic freaks. They are so fast. Like they are so dangerous in a way
They're already above average league defenders. The other night in OKC, it was the Amen and Jalen Green show the other night. And yeah, I do like the Thompson twins, but I think some of the buckets I've seen B. Miller get, dog.
He is the most ready.
Hey, man, you can't coach that type of stuff. I'm and them going to be praying for that type of offensive package for sure.
Yeah, Brandon Miller can get NBA buckets.
Yeah.
And that's something that not many
rookies can do. Both skill sets that, you know what I mean, especially when we start going up into playoff basketball, when we start talking half court basketball and the ability to get any shot, we also talking about guys that can, you know what I mean, make plays and get stops, you know what I mean? And especially you talk about twins, Asar hitting the glass like nobody's business. So no, I think they definitely, now the Thompson twins were great picks. That I mean, Scoot is the lone man in the five right now, looking crazy. He's looking crazy. Yeah. Oh my goodness. All right. I want to keep rolling with the surprises because this one, man, I even hate to say it, because we might have to play them in the first round. But the Timberwolves as a whole was just what the fuck. I wasn't a believer in the Rudy Gobert trade when it first went down. I didn't see it. Five first round for who, this nigga? I had just saw my Mavericks play his ass off the floor. Maxi Kleber, oh, come here, nigga. Boom. It's been spoken about a lot, but this nigga's ability just guarding on the perimeter, he's just a different beast right now. I mean, obviously, your point of attack guys are Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards now, and Mike Conley has just always been not only just a great – I hate they just keep casting him as a team defender. My boy was clamping up in Memphis, too. This is a really smart and, I mean, high IQ aside, motherfucking his old ass still can move his feet and be in the right place. And – the Rudy Gobert effect has just been unbelievable. Because, you know, now is this Lakers shit. I keep seeing AD gets one block and everybody, oh, that's it, defensive play. That ain't how it's working, man. Rudy Gobert been clamping all year. Clamping. You know what I mean? My boy, hey.
AD has it?
Hey, please, ninth seed. That's
the only reason I wouldn't give it to him, because we're in the ninth seed.
And Minnesota's had number one defense all year.
Yeah.
All year.
As a team.
All year. And because of – hey, man, don't play around here. Don't play around with that 7-2 man from – and listen, I was not – this is why I was so surprised. I did not like the Laker and Timberwolves propaganda that came out of their Denver series. Both teams saying we played Denver the hardest, and Phoenix the only ones that got two games off of.
Right. I never claimed that.
But the Minnesota thing has just been crazy. Cat, before Cat go down, they got Cat playing defense. I mean, outside of that motherfucking 62-point game debacle when they was out there, when he had to get pulled. I mean, Cat, they got Cat to buy into a rope. I mean, we had all seen Cat as the corniest nigga in the league at one point. You know, but what Cat has done, he's made himself an even more valuable trade piece. The Jaden McDaniels thing, I don't know what Jaden McDaniels be doing offensively. He did turn into Klay Thompson one of them games last week. But, I mean, defensively, that nigga's just a monster. And the Anthony Edwards thing, especially since Cat's been out, is just, we keep talking about it. I don't want to be the team he makes the leap on. This shit is crazy. We got to show Nikhil Alexander-Walker some love. He's been out there balling for them. Slow-mo. And, I mean, maybe we need to thank Slow-mo. He called Gobert a bitch last year, and Gobert been a different beast, boy. Different beast. Maybe he knew his French counterpart was coming and about to take over the league, and he had to show one last time he was that. But, I mean, the Timberwolves have just been, damn, fuck. Fuck you, Lucas. Yeah. I didn't even want to praise them.
I think that's a good one because, like, especially how last season ended with – Kyle Anderson punching Rudy Gobert and then Jaden McDaniels punching a locker and breaking his hand and completely sabotaging their playoff hopes. It's honestly pretty impressive that they bounce back like this. I'm looking at my preseason rankings and I have them as the 9 seed. Like I was not believing in them. Cause they were like the 8th or 9th seed last year. And I did not expect a turnaround like this. I thought the Rudy Gobert thing was a total miss. And I feel like no matter how good they are, it's still an overpay. I'm always going to believe that unless they win a title. And then it's like, okay, it doesn't matter at that point. But I'm thinking about that now. And I was just like, Chris Finch, like he should be really deserving of the coach of the year. If we take into account the ending of last year and how he somehow has made this team even like closer, it seems like.
Yeah. I can see that. I'm not mad at it.
That's a good one. I didn't believe, I did not think they were going to be this good. I thought the offense was still going to look cloggy, even though it still kind of does, but it works well. I didn't wasn't sure about the Gobert Cat front court working and being successful, but it was working. And oh my goodness, when they played the Cavs, I think last Friday, their defense, the amount of deflections, like every possession they were getting their hands on the ball, like it was so frustrating. Like they fucking clamped us down. But yeah. Niles, you got another surprise?
The Suns.
I was gonna write them down. Yeah.
I wasn't like a big believer in what they were doing with that big three, but I did not think they'd be fighting for a play-in spot.
Me neither. Me
Yeah.
neither.
I
I
had
did
them
not.
as the I had them as my two seed looking
Sheesh. I
back
had them
on
as
it.
like four or five.
Sheesh. I mean, going into it looked so like it was a layup, right? Like that this was like we had all I was thinking about that Brooklyn big three when KD was there, and I
Exactly
was
what I was. That's
thinking,
where my thoughts were too.
but they were in the East. It's a big difference.
But
The
like
West
Bradley
is,
Beal has been so in and out.
yeah, I
When
think the
he's
Beal
in,
injury
Devin Booker's
out the
out.
gate. Yeah, the Beal injury out the gate was crazy. And I just kind of, especially as a Mavs guy, I just wanted more Suns-Mavs rivalry. I thought it was gonna be great this year, and we kind of just, and what has Pat Bev been said? Belt to ass, put that, hey, put belt to ass tour on them. But so is the rest of the league. And the craziest part is they keep beating Denver this
That's what I was gonna
season
say. They seem to give
too.
Denver like a real issue though. So like with
Right.
the eighth seed, this could be fun.
Oh, Phoenix, Denver, round one. Yeah, whoop up on them niggas for the rest of us, dog.
Do the
Yeah, don't. Yeah, we not trying to see none of that bullshit. Yeah, Phoenix. I mean, I guess Grayson Allen, the only nigga over there benefiting. I mean, Nurkic just played all. I mean, talk about the rules of getting Nurkic just played. I mean, damn near the whole season.
He's got the
And
best plus minus on the team, which is crazy.
really.
Honestly.
Really,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't see it. Even in a Denver seven game, I don't see it. I think this experiment, and I don't even know where you go from here. You don't have not a single pick,
None.
not a
I mean, they
single
gave up
pick.
everything for this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the benefit is like. I guess Bradley Beal could be fully healthy next year. Devin Booker's in his prime, and Kevin Durant aging well.
Suns got a
Yeah.
tough four game stretch coming up. I mean, they beat the
Yeah, they
Nuggets.
got the out of the four through eight with Clippers, Pelicans, Mavs, Suns, and Kings, they have the hardest remaining schedule
Ooh.
of
Wow,
us five.
their schedule is tough. They go
Yeah.
Thunder, Pelicans, Cavs, T-Wolves, Pelicans again, Clippers twice in a row, then the Kings, and then they end with the T-Wolves. Ooh.
That's no off days.
Right.
Like
Next
we can't there,
up.
there's no Wizards in there. There's no Charlotte in there.
You might end up in
No
ninth.
Blazers. Yeah. If I'm the Lakers, I'm for sure like I think like I'm rooting for the eighth seed. So we have like two chances to win one and hopefully not play Denver.
Right.
And with that
I mean,
schedule, it definitely seems possible.
the Lakers, we get to play the Grizzlies, the Warriors, the Raptors, the Nets, and the Pacers out of these last like eight or nine, So we get a few cupcakes in there. The Raptors, the Nets, the Raptors, and the Wizards are done. Like I see us winning all three of those. The Pacers today could be interesting. We beat them in the in-season tournament, but it could be a thing where like the Lakers win like eight of their next nine, but to get a better spot in the play-in. But Phoenix, ugh, it's a tough little end to the season for them, especially with them not being like that healthy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, only thing I can say is maybe next year is their year to
Yeah.
do what? Because they're gonna have to pay Grayson Allen.
Man, you might have to go get discount Grace Dallas. What Doug McDermott at? Yeah, I have to go get a. Seth Curry calls these days. I don't know. I don't even know what. I think I next just, year.
I'd like him to find like a more traditional like drop center, like pick and roll, like dive rim runner center, just to like see how that works. But they play with Nurkic out a lot, and that seems to help their offense. But defense, it's just like, I don't like Kevin Durant. He's a good defensive player. He just can't be your best defensive player. And I think he is their best defensive player.
That's gross. Damn. Yeah. Good luck to you, Phoenix.
All right. How many? I got a couple more surprises. I got two more surprises. This one is, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year that the Rockets would have maybe the most exciting young core in the league. But now I think there's an argument for it that it's like, I wrote that, I think Thunder, Magic, Rockets. Those are the best young core, most exciting young core. Like those are the three teams that I'd pick to be a fan of today because of their future.
The end of the season, like, how do you see this like influencing the Rockets next year? Like, do you think they ride this momentum and are like a good team next year?
I don't think they have to like change much. But the way Jalen Green stepping up, there might not need to be an adjustment of like how much offense is run through Şengün. I would definitely like Jalen Green that Thunder game. He was getting to the basket, splitting double teams in a way that it looked like purposeful. It's like, oh, I know this is going to happen. I know I can get here and I know I can get to the rim. Like, it seems like he might have taken a leap in his basketball maturity and understanding the game. And if that pick and roll with him and Şengün, that could really pop off next season. So I think you hold pat from the Rock because there's just too many. They have too many players to give minutes. Like Tari Eason's not even healthy. Like he is an NBA player. He should be getting minutes. You would love to give Cam Whitmore minutes. You need to give Amen Thompson minutes. And you still got Dylan Brooks. But yeah.
Hey, this team is 1,000% loaded. And I love your Jalen Green take because Ime made sure to let us know this ain't because Şengün is out. No, when Şengün was out, we wanted to play with more pace. We wanted to be attacking. We wanted to get up more threes. And Jalen Green is spearheading that whole thing, bro. 37 piece. Hey, it wasn't no shade, but they had Jalen Green and Lou Dort trying to guard him all night, boy. And he was torturing them niggas, dog. You right. The Cam Whitmores. I mean, the Dylan Brooks and Van Fleet experiment has been great. It has been incredible. And you know what's going to be even better? The Steven Adams experiment. When Steven Adams comes in there healthy, he is just going to do what Steven Adams do. Get rebounds. Rebounding is so essential to defense. People don't understand. The Mavs are a better defense right now because we have two real centers that can clean up on the glass. You talking about the Şengün pick and roll. Oh, my God. The big-ass fucking Steven Adams screen smacking boys for Jalen Green is going to be silly, man. And you can make whatever you want of two top five picks. They're going to be 3 and D. But if Amen Thompson and Jabari Parker, who we think Jabari Smith, are who we think they are, incredible. You got 2 3 and D studs. And we, like you said, we still talking about Dylan Brooks on this team. Tari Easton is incredible. Oh, my goodness, man. I'm a Rockets fan, man. Shout out to Ime, man. Ime is for real. Ime is for real. I wish we'd have got him in Dallas.
Yeah, his freaky ass coaching, bro.
That's probably another surprise of the season, too. He's been able to keep it in his pants as far as we know.
I mean, you don't know that because we didn't know about the last shit until we found out. So,
Lord have mercy.
That nigga got a burner phone. That's why they're doing good this year.
Shout out, Ime versus Bron on the way, man. Soft. These boys soft.
I think they're going to catch the Warriors. Like, I think Draymond saying that shit on his podcast is just added fuel to the fire. So.
Hey man, speaking of, we about to hold on. I know it's gonna go off, but that's another surprise. It's time to keep shitting on
It never gets old. It never
Yeah,
gets old.
what's wrong with them boys? Them boys is insane, man. Hey, bruh, get off that pod. Okay, let's get into the Jontay.
I look, man. This is the world we set up. This is the NBA let this happen. This was gonna happen, bro. And of course, it's gonna be a dude on a two-way contract that don't have no fucking money guaranteed. Like y'all did this. And he just the nigga that got caught. This is happening. I can guarantee you it's some other niggas, they homie just texted him like, "Hey, bro, let's take a break."
I am all for stealing money from Vegas. Like, I support
Yeah.
this. Like,
Yeah.
I think people,
Fuck
like,
the
they
niggas.
should be encouraged to, like, make, there should be more scandals. Like, I want Vegas to lose all their money. So
You
I'm for
haven't seen
Dante.
the movie Casino, then I don't want to hear your opinion on this. If you've seen the movie Casino, you'd be rooting for this young nigga. Them people in Vegas is fucked up.
Let me tell you something. Anybody that's voting on Jontay for the props need to be reprimanded. I don't give a fuck, because what the hell are you thinking?
Well,
This
that's
like the second, not even the second. There's been so many this year, and they've been lower level guys. There was a kid on LSU that bet on himself, and they had him doing it, just going crazy because he bet the over on his own catches, and he wasn't getting no looks. It was a nasty scene. Yo, betting on yourself. What's Michael Porter's contract? Is it 205 million?
Yeah, he got his rookie max,
Michael
so
Porter Jr. got
he's got his money.
$205 million. There's a story out there also of Jontay Porter flipping some nice crypto money too.
That's so this is my theory. I think this is a concentrated effort. I think there's a Discord out there. Cause you saw, did you
I'm in
see?
a gambling Discord. Come on, come on.
I think there's a Jontay Porter Discord, or there's like a maybe low-level player Discord out there where Jontay or these players, they away from it, but the homies of these niggas, the cousins, the people that know these people are giving secrets out like, "Hey, you're gonna feel sick tonight. So bet that under." Like, I think that like there's no way a bunch of people knew to bet on Jontay Porter unless they were fucking told to. I didn't even know who he was until this.
Do y'all think
And I have a
Otani was betting
basketball
on John?
podcast. What'd you say?
I said, do y'all think Otani was betting on Jontay Porter?
Yeah,
Y'all think
he wasn't, but his translator was.
y'all, my bad, my bad.
dude, he was just translating his bets in English. Like, that's all he was doing.
Hope like his career isn't fucked over this, and I feel like I hope like he doesn't get some crazy punishment because at the end of the day, bro, y'all created this world. And bro, I know kids that are fucking gambling, bro. This shit is everywhere. It's the new normal. Niggas, like, I no 16-year-old should be telling me about parlays, nigga. This shit is crazy. Like, it's literally like, it's just kind of like what happened with porn. It's like you used to have to go to a store and buy a magazine and risk your whole family on the walk home with a bag full of magazines with titties on them. But now you can watch porn whenever you want to because you can pull it up on your phone. Nobody, just, you could be hanging out with the biggest porn addict in the world. You don't even know because it's just on the nigga phone. You know what I'm saying? There's no stash anymore. And so when you used to bet, you have to go call a bookie. Now you just download an app. What'd you think was gonna happen? And it's like all these random people are making all this money off of me. Why can't I make money off of me? That's crazy. Does it really do anything to the integrity of the game? Does Jontay Porter not covering 6 points to ruin the game of basketball? Like, fuck off.
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely like so you guys don't think that there's like this like there's like this mafia type organization that approached him and was like, you're
It
gonna
might be.
okay.
Count that out either. There
'Cause I
might
think it
be.
makes more sense that it is just like his homies leaking the information, or it's like, yo, we heard that, you know, he's gonna feel a little sick today. So
Bro,
let's
if I
not
had a
bet that
homie in the
shit.
league, you don't think I'd be telling niggas like, "Hey, throw me 500. I'll tell you to go over or under." Are you serious?
especially the fringe players, the players in the G League that are up and down. But this dude, Jonte, he was on a two-way contract. Like he
Well,
was
do
getting
it.
almost, he was getting like a half a mil a year.
His
So like
oh
it's
like
not like he was broke.
his over unders were like 7.5 rebounds, bro. Like that's such easy money, but like who knows to bet on somebody like that if you either aren't like the biggest basketball nerd in the world or someone's telling you. And so what I for what I've read, because I've read about this like extensively, and it's just like basically there's a couple games where I mean he was like the highest bet on player on like
Yeah,
certain.
that's how they got caught. That's how we got caught. It's
He
just
got sloppy with it. And
the
one of the
biggest
games,
winners.
he just left in
Crazy.
the middle of it because he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
Have
Because
you
apparently
seen
all
some
you
of the
have to do,
videos?
you just have to play 1 minute.
I have not seen some of the video.
There's this one video at like the end of the quarter where like it's a and it's the shot at the end of the quarter and
I
like the
saw this one.
rebound goes to him and like he doesn't want the rebound so he like slaps it out of bounds. Like it is the funniest thing in the world. Like he just doesn't want the rebound, slaps it out of bounds instead of collecting the rebound. Like it's so obvious that this man tanked and it's so funny.
And there's another one where he gets a wide open pass, like at the end of the shot clock, and you could tell he doesn't want to take the three. So he just kind of throws it up, but it banks in, and you just see the look on his face. It's like,
I
the
think so we're trying to we're trying to play the blame game. Should we blame the person? Should we blame the NBA and the gambling and the environment that he's in? But if we know anything about the Porter family, it's that Michael Porter Jr., if you're deep in the NBA, Michael Porter Jr., not the smartest cookie in the cookie jar. Okay.
Right.
So I gotta assume that the apple doesn't fall from the tree, and I think we need to start blaming his parents. I think that they went 0 for 2, it seems like.
Like, who raised these niggas is
Yeah,
what I
they have the critical thinking skills of a middle schooler. Like they need to get their shit together.
I'm about to look up their parents.
I could see Michael Porter Jr. like encouraging Jonte like running it by him and be like, yeah, I think that's cool. Like, there's no way you're gonna
I
get
think
with
that's
that.
cool.
Yeah.
Oh my
I'm not
goodness.
gonna, I just looked up their parents. I'm not gonna get on here and be racist, but y'all just do your Googles if you want to.
Michael Porter Jr. has a podcast called Curious Mike. Do you think we'll see Jonte Porter as a guest anytime soon?
He's gotta tell his side. He's gotta tell his side of the story.
Who better to tell it to?
Yeah.
Exactly. Big bro.
Big
Nigga,
bro.
I'm getting on there and lying.
Oh yeah, you gotta go on there like Shohei. I mean, like the
Man,
others.
I just didn't know what to do in my
And
life.
I'd take a new interpreter if I was John.
Bring them both on.
Yeah,
Double
yeah,
the
yeah,
fuck.
yeah, yeah. I just come through.
He better, hey, Jonte better do that Tim Donaghy. They was trying to kill me and my family, dog. What would you do?
What would you do? Damn, boy, that's
That's
the
a
you
good
got to do the
one.
science, yeah.
But like I think like as long as they don't have like any hard evidence, like he can deny this. Like they'll need to find like channels of communication.
Yeah,
But if they
there's no
don't,
like
you
real
deny,
hard
deny, deny.
evidence yet, so it's really just as the men in my life I know that cheat, delete and deny. That's what they say.
Delete and deny is nasty. That was a rhyme too. That's when you can't trust it. When it's a little rhyme.
You didn't said this a lot. Yeah, I heard that one in the barbershop when I was like in middle school. Delete and deny.
Delete and deny.
That's when
I
niggas
had
was
a I had a
deleting men.
motto. I had a motto in like high school is like if you deny something long enough, it eventually becomes the truth.
Now, what white man told you
Dude, myself, it's all the that's I came up with that one myself.
this nigga said,
Just
I'm evil from within. I didn't need no influence.
yeah,
That's hilarious. But yeah, best of luck to you, Shantae,
I mean,
man.
I think they're
Life's
gonna
been
throw the
getting
book at
weirdest
him.
type of scandals, man.
I
Just
can't
like
imagine they don't ban him for life. I feel like they have to make an example.
Pete Rose him?
that would suck.
Well, Pete Rose was actually good at okay, let's not do that part.
Is it well, because like what happens if he just comes out and comes clean and was just like, yeah, we just I was just trying to make some money, man.
Yeah, they let Calvin Ridley, but can we talk about good
Yeah, I
players?
mean, okay, maybe it's a little aggressive. Maybe it's a little aggressive. But like, what is concerned? Like, what if this happens to a Devin
Start.
Booker type?
They
Oh,
are all betting on LeBron just announced a DraftKings partnership, bro. We
that's what
can't
I'm
be sitting around
saying.
here thinking these boys not betting on each other. When we sending them long DMs like, nigga, you fucked up my 100-band parlay. Hey, bro, if I'm that nigga, I'm telling everybody, boy, I'm about to get the same game parlay going with this starting with my starting five. Hey, bro, sometimes I swear these boys be knowing what I needed Luka for a triple-double a couple weeks ago. We was up 19. He wasn't coming out until he got that motherfucking rebound, man. It was, I don't know. I thought it was like, oh man, this is like
It's
Westbrook
true.
type stat pattern, but also it cashed my bet, so I wasn't mad.
It's some rent in Slovenia getting paid off them parlays
Come
now.
on now. Come on now. Drogic,
But
what you think Drogic and them sitting around doing?
dog, I mean, it's just like at the end of the day, bro, this is America. We built on making money fast, and y'all have literally created a world where I can get on my phone, and if I know something about basketball, I can make a couple $100, bro. Like girls hit me up and be like, "Hey, I'm trying to make some money. Who should I take right here?" Don't even watch.
What?
Like it's shit's getting sick, bro. And so it's just like it was about time that an NBA player got caught for this shit. Like it only makes sense. Like and it just I'm gonna throw this out. If you need to make some money this weekend, bet the over on Caitlin Clark. Because if she don't score 40, they losing. So it's just like that. You can do it on your phone. I mean, every fucking commercial is. That's why I love the Shane Gillis sketch on SNL. That was so funny. Every commercial, DraftKings, Prize Pick, like it's everything. And if they came to me,
Every even
if they came to
advertisements on
me,
podcasts,
look, if they came to me and said,
every ad.
"We want to give you promo code Niles," I'd be like, "Hey, ruin your life."
Bro, the best
Promo
part
code Niles.
is some of the pods ain't sports pods. They got Joe Budden talking about some prize picks. I say,
Dog.
oh, but they just infiltrating the game now, boy.
And it shows you how much money they're making to be able to pay a Joe Budden to do that. He don't talk about sports.
We do now.
Now
Yeah.
look, when Cap Room get these betting sponsorship ads, we deleting this episode and y'all mind y'all business. Mind your fucking business and make better decisions. I ain't your mama.
Gamble responsibly.
Gamble responsibly, nigga. And Jontay Porter and his homies did not gamble responsibly, bro.
They did
Now
not.
there's a Discord out there that just got deleted.
Got a couple of their trails, man.
Right.
Cover your trails, fellas.
Yeah, man. But I'm gonna let y'all take it on home and finish it up. I gotta go run to a meeting. Appreciate y'all.
All love, all
Yeah,
love.
we'll
For
probably
sure.
end it soon. But yeah,
Yeah,
peace.
I was about to say we ain't got nothing but a little rundown. Do you want to do we want to give Draymond the business, Ben? Because I don't think it's too much different from what Kelly Oubre was on. I don't. I think this is what you get in the Draymond experience. We've said it too much time. It's a full package deal. And we didn't put our hands on anybody in this one. We just, you know what I mean? Aggressively cuss niggas out. Now we were tapped and told to stop, but I've been told to stop a lot. And sometimes you gotta get it out. And sometimes niggas don't be wanting to hoop. We just coming off the betting prop. Sometimes niggas do just be wanting to be like, you know what? I'm not trying to tussle with Paolo and Wendell tonight. I'm not trying to. You know what? That's a hard little battle, man. Let me go ahead get talked out because 4 minutes in getting tossed is egregious. That's a
Yeah,
little
I think
nasty.
the Kelly Oubre and Draymond thing, they are the same instance, but Draymond has the pattern of that happening throughout that makes it different. I just, well, everyone should go to therapy. So
Right.
I'm not saying it's like a Draymond thing, but I do think someone in their mid-30s should have a little like better control of their emotions. And it's just now such a problem with that team. He knows that like he can't let it happen. He knows the team is resenting him when it happens. And the fact that it's also that they're like, they're a mediocre team now. They're not the best team in the world anymore. Right. So it just, maybe, I don't know, maybe if they were like 73-9 again, they wouldn't give a shit. They'd be right. Like, oh, that's just Draymond being Draymond. We need him. But now, since like they're not winning as much.
Yeah, you are more tolerable.
Let's get just a little more. We need to find a scapegoat.
Right. And the terrible part is, that is where I guess I was. I wasn't trying to feel bad for Steph, but that is so funny. I didn't like the old questioning Steph leadership, but I also didn't like Steph basically throwing a tantrum the rest of the game about it, of like, now say that shit to him when he's doing it. Don't start kicking and throwing shit, and you know what I mean? You moping around, being demonstrative. That's so funny. I get on the people in my life about that, because, you know, Ben, I'm a very confrontational, bro. I want it. Hey, man, we're getting this out right now. And that approach, I've never been a fan of like, don't show me all your emotions after. Show him your emotions of why you can't lose him in this game. And that is partly why the talking heads is going to take the leadership angle, because that is a part of like, hey, bro, I'm not going to keep telling you, don't night-night me in the tunnel either.
Yeah.
Don't night-night me in the tunnel, bro. Get your shit together. The Rockets on our ass. And then to go on the pod afterwards, that's the part I thought was crazy, to be like, oh, y'all not even, they on that ass. Tari Eason playing or not? They play April 4th. What's your prediction, Rockets Warriors?
That's what, like, the potting afterwards is like a more concerning part, because it doesn't seem like he's remorseful at all for like what had happened. He's just like doubling down and like who he is. But I mean, the Rockets, they're hot.
Scorching. April 4th is gonna be a movie. We come right in the next day to talk about it. So I mean, April 4th is gonna be a movie.
I had one more surprise.
Oh, talk to me.
I'm very surprised that Kyrie was able to stay off YouTube this season.
Wow. Wow. You gonna
no
talk
flat
about
flat earth? There's no conspiracy Kyrie this season. He kept his conspiracies to himself. That's, and it's paid dividends.
You gonna talk about Batman like that?
No, I'm congratulating him. Like, this is him growing as a person. Like, Draymond should be growing as a person. I see Kyrie is growing as a person. But you know, it's funny. It's a joke. Mean, but I do it. Do it does seem like everyone on that team like really loves him.
And he just turned 32. As I'm realizing at 30, all your little extra antics are only gonna get you so far. And after a while, you do just got to suck it up and be straight about everything. And I think you're right. It's just maturity. It's just maturity. And some people, as the famous saying goes, they get led to the water faster than others. And, you know what I mean, you can't make nobody drink. But I just think it is a beautiful environment. You got Kyrie playing. And it ain't a lot of antics, a lot of extra antics. Playing in Texas and playing in Brooklyn, and Boston is a whole different beast than playing in Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, all you got to worry about is Tim McMahon. So, you know, I just think it's a whole different thing. And, you know, my Mavs control their destiny, right? I couldn't even have thought 2 weeks ago a 4 seed was in play. But we sitting here right now, full control. We play the Jazz tonight. The Kings again tonight, after we ran them off the floor the other night. In Sacramento, fuck that beam. I told you what I've been outlandishly saying, hyperbolically saying in the group chat. I don't think, and shout out to my boy Tim Legler on ESPN, Mavs are going to Western Conference Finals, man. I don't know who need to hear it. I called it in 2-2. I'm calling it in 2-4.
Is that assuming they don't play Denver?
That's assuming they stay out of Denver's bracket.
Okay.
I know they like that 4-5 right now. Everybody in Mavs world is getting hype about a 4 seed and possible home court playoff round. But if Denver gets that 1 seed, stay y'all ass in 6, dog. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be on their side of the bracket. A Minnesota OKC path is just there. It's right there for the taking. And I don't want to make this a homer thing. I guess one last surprise for me too, then. I got one. Jalen Brunson is the captain of New York. And I did not think that the New York Knicks would be sitting here now rolling. I mean, I don't know. We ain't got to talk about your Cavs, but they have taken back that 3 seed. Mitchell Robinson is back. OG is back. They don't know Julius Randle. He did the podcast. He looked, and they all seem friends. He was talking about watching his kids. The Knicks, I did not expect the Knicks to be.
So that was one. That was a surprise that I thought about too, is that Jalen Brunson, he got better again.
Yes.
I did not expect that.
Yes.
And you just see it, you're like, how much better can he get? And he got better again.
Yes. And it keeps coming as like a caveat almost to Dallas. Like, look what y'all, we didn't know. We didn't know. Like I said, everybody, bro, there was moments in that 22 playoffs late there in that Warriors series where you're like, oh, we back to that 21 Clippers shit again, man. And but I like I told you, I was there with you. You know, you was there with me. When I saw when he did what he did to Utah, I said pay him all his money. He was well deserving of it. And but to see him just literally, I think the Julius Randle injury was like a blessing in disguise. Like the team was already becoming JB's if it already wasn't. But over the stretch that he's been out, this is 100% now the Jalen Brunson show and experience. Shout out to the Villanova Knicks. I mean, nigga, I didn't even think Tibbs was still a good coach after that Minnesota thing. and so just to see them like where they are now, everybody's favorite wild card in the East, I'm impressed. And I'm always going to be a homer for JB, man. Shout out to Jalen Brunson. Man, dog, go crazy, dog. And it's kind of looking like y'all got to play that feisty ass Orlando team now.
Yeah, so I'm like torn because I do want the 2-3. I do want the 2 or the 3 just so I don't have to play Boston in the second round. But the 2 or the 3 might mean I play Miami in the first round, and that's the last thing I want to do is play the Miami Heat. Like, that is the last thing I want to do because I don't think we stand a chance against the Heat. So, yeah, I think we might be rolling with the Magic in the 4-5, which, I mean, I'm okay with. It's, once again, a series in which we should win, but I don't know. Donovan's been out for a while. So I haven't seen the team play well in a couple weeks, and it's getting concerning. The Darius Garland has just had like his first bad year as an NBA athlete. Like, his rookie year was bad, but it was his rookie year, so I don't care. But after his rookie year, he's gotten better, like incrementally better, like every season. And this is the season where I'm like, he used to, like, before Donovan got here, he was our offense, and it was working enough. Like, I felt totally comfortable having an offense run through Darius Garland. And this year, it just hasn't. I don't know if teams are playing him differently or not, but it's been a struggle for him this year.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of betting, I've lost a couple props on DG. I've won a little money on DG when he came back from an injury at first. But, yeah, I you know how I felt about the DG and the fight of pairing this year. He's just so much better with the ball in his hands. And you're seeing it. That's so funny. SGA's not playing this week. And Giddy is just terrorizing boys. You know what I mean? Because some guys are just at their best with the ball in their hands.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that might be what DG is experiencing, especially because he's such a small guy and still finishing at the rim sometimes is kind of, oh, my goodness. But, man, again, you talk about Jalen Brunson love. Shout out Gary. I'm never turning my back on DG. So I want to see it work out for him. But Like, yeah, you guys are coming into a stretch now with the Spider being out and the, just the weird losses going on. Yeah, I mean, you've been a part of so many championship runs. You know you want to be playing your best basketball around this time now. So, I mean, I hope y'all guys figure it out, bro, because, nigga, letting Jalen Suggs smack Spider around for five, 6 games and then having to go through the Drew Holiday, Derek White experience is going to be tough.
Having a team like us who can go through stretches that is very struggle to score, and some of the defenders they have on that team, I'm not optimistic. Like, we should win. We're the better team. I think we should win. But
Man, what if Jonathan Isaac becomes General Ray? Jonathan Isaac start looking like whatever, you know what? Never mind. You got something else? Do we want
to? I think we're cool. We can call it.
I guess a little love. Lakers 5 in a row. Anthony Davis. Blah blah blah. All right.
All right. So close to the playoffs. I'm getting impatient. But yeah.
Y'all, we finna heat this pod up towards the playoffs. Now we about to have some little special. Let me stop. All right. This has been the Cap Room.
Mm-hmm.
10 games left. We got great basketball coming up. Oh, my goodness. I'm anxious too. Playoff basketball right around the corner. I can smell it. Yep. I can smell it in the air, man. All right. Until next week, Cap Room, y'all keep capping. Ben, I'll see you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.